All right, shut up, Russ. Shut up. It's fun to start shows that way. The time is 6:01. You are still listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin, 91.7, blah, blah, blah. Mascot Winning Show is starting in a few minutes, but that doesn't mean we have to keep those phones quiet. 472-5667, nationwide, 888-917-5667, online, KOOP.org. We're in the home stretch, people. This is Membership Drive. We need your help. Mac?
Yes, this is the very last episode of the Mascot Wedding Show during Co-op Spring Membership Drive, which is your last chance to support the Mascot Wedding Show and help us keep this radio station on the air. We got an awesome show. We got special guest Jay Robillard from The Lounge Show, your morning man, in here. It's going to be a kick-a show, but it's only going to be kick-a if you call in a pledge right now, 472-5667. Or you can pledge online, koop.org. We got some awesome thank you gifts, etc.
Yeah,
but now is the time. You got to stand up, do the right thing, come correct, call right now.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, folks. We got phone lines are dead. Let's get them going. 472-5667. It's gonna be a showdown. Everybody, the time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show that we usually open the phone lines to the community to talk to you. But today we are opening the phone lines. We're opening them for your pledges because it is Mascot, or it's co-op. It's Mascot Winning too.
Yeah.
It's a co-op spring 2K11. I still say 2K. Membership Drive is one of the only two times a year where we take a break from our normal programming to ask for your pledges to keep the station going. And it is the very last weekend of Membership Drive. And we set a goal. And I got to say, we're a ways away from it. And
yes,
this goal is important because this is like 55% of our operating budget.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the rest of it, we come from shaking down people on the streets. No, but seriously, this is, we need this money to keep the station going. Because we don't, this isn't the Cheetos Presents the Mascot Wedding Show. Like, I was listening to some sports talk this week, no joke. By the way, how are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to get the phones ringing. I'm excited to hear your story. I'm excited to get this show on the road. Let's do this.
Yeah. By the way, special studio guest from The Lounge Show, Mr. Jay Robillard.
Yes.
Hey there. Oh, yeah. Great to be here. And
I didn't ask how it was, Jay.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to hear your story, though, man.
This story directly ties in. I was listening to some sports talk, and it was like, I think it's 104.9 The Horn.
Yes.
And it was
Austin's sports talk.
Yeah, it was this is the Bud Light Morning Rush, and we got a phone call on the Taco Bell hotline.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's like, this is a morning show. Those aren't morning foods.
No, exactly. But they're not going to have like the, hey, it's the basic four comment talk back line.
It could have been the McGriddle open phone line.
It sure could have been.
But here's what we're going to do, because we don't do that kind of stuff until now.
Right.
If you call 472-5667 or toll free 1-888-917-5667 or pledge online, koop.org, the first sustainer pledges that we get, we're going to name some stuff after you. So we get a lot of phone calls on this show, right?
Yes.
For the rest of the, from here into the next membership drive, every time we get a call on the phone line, let's say, who's going to call in a pledge?
Let's say John Ramostella.
John Ramostella. Let's say he calls in a pledge. Is that every time I pick up the phone for the next 6 months, it's going to be like, hey, we got a phone call on the John Ramostella phone line.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you get, sustainer pledge.
Or maybe let's go to the Chad Phillips news desk. We'll start naming stuff after you. Come on, we need some sustainers. 472-5667. Let's keep this thing going.
Plus, we got a whole slew of thank you gifts. For $25, you're going to get the Mascot Wedding Winning Time Fun Pack, which includes a gaggle of fun stuff, including a Mascot Wedding Show pennant, a felt pennant.
Yeah.
A CD featuring some original material and some comedy bits from the show, and more.
Yeah.
Plus, every time somebody calls in and donates, and look, $25 is great. $120, which is $10 a month, is even better, but we will take any amount. You only got $5 to spare, we will take it.
Yeah, just let us know you're here.
And any amount will give you, for any pledge amount, we're going to interpret a John Ailey tweet.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone started an account called Bleep Johnny Ellie says. He's that radio show guy over at KUT.
Yeah, something like that.
And we will interpret one. Here's one to wet your whistle. Actually, let's not wet your whistle because somebody already pledged.
Yeah, we're on the board already.
We have a sustainer.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Hey, and we want to thank Nelda and Albert.
Yeah. Hey. I know them.
They love the mascot wedding.
You bet your ass they do.
That's right. Who are those people, David?
Those are my parents.
That's right. Okay, so that's one right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And I want to do something real quick. For sustainers.
For sustainer.
We bring this old chestnut back. Hold on. Where are we? We're right here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get the rocking music.
That's all you get.
I'm getting pumped up. I want to punch my hand through a brick wall now.
Yeah, everybody does. You get that if you are a sustainer pledge. 472-5667 nationwide. 888-917-5667. But let's hear a John Ailey tweet.
So now every time we take a break for the next 6 months, it's going to be like, we got to take a Nelda and Albert break. Mm-hmm. The phone line sponsorship is still open.
Yeah, that's right.
That could be you. And you might be saying, hey, I don't got $120 right now. Settle it down, quick draw. Because what we can do is we can take that in monthly payments automatically off your credit card. So it's $10 a month. You won't even miss it.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
You'll get, yeah, super easy. You get like an insane amount of swag for that too, including like, you know, t-shirts, benefit cards, a drawing to win some South by Southwest platinum badges. Which you guys previously, Rush on the last show goes, platinum badges, that's gold, man.
Yeah.
Or it's platinum, Rush. Or, get with yes. it.
Oh, if only there was something more valuable than gold. Good heavens.
But yeah, you also get a John Ailey tweet, which I'm now going to read some. All so right. Can you John Ailey-fy me?
Boop, 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 boop. Powering up the John Ailey machine.
Are we ready?
Yes.
I still can't pronounce the name of this month. February? What did I say just then? February? February. Here's another one.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed how houses look like people? With the windows like eyes and the front door as a mouth? Shrubs on the side as ears. There you go.
There you go. You could be a part of that too.
Oh, yeah.
More to come. But you gotta do the right thing. You gotta come correct. Because look, if you're listening to the show, you obviously like this show.
Yeah.
Or our voices are finally attuned to put your baby to sleep. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. I hear that a lot from people.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, and here's the thing. We do this the entire year. We're not getting paid. We're all volunteers here. And that's great and everything, but it also means you got to do your part. Mm-hmm. And your part is calling right now, 472-5667, and pledging your support for Co-op Radio and for the Mascot Wedding Show. Plus, we get to thank you on air. I can't tell you how much we'd appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But we're still ways away from our goal. If you're thinking about pledging later, you're thinking wrong, buddy.
Yeah, you got another thing coming.
Get right in the head. 472-5667.
Like that singer Judy Priest said, you got another thing coming. Here you go. I'm gonna say this. That was very generous and very necessary. Thank you. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you, Albert and Nelda. Let's wipe that.
Wipe it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I want to set a goal because we got 47 minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
$500. I want to raise $500 before the end of this show. So we got 47 minutes to do that, and I'm gonna sweeten the pot a little more. Okay, so we've already got one sustainer pledge in. We've got you know, mommy and daddy. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All sustainer pledges from now until the end of the show will get put into a drawing. Actually, you know what? All sustainer pledges that we've gotten. So that's week one and week two, whatever. They're going into a drawing, and the winner will get something very top secret and very super special from yours truly. I will dig deep and do something super crazy special for you if you're a sustainer pledge. You'll get put into that drawing, 472-5667.
That sounds platinum, baby.
It's as good as gold.
I like your hipster sling, Jay.
Thank you. 472-5667.
Can't stress it enough.
Yeah.
So here's something, David. What is our fun pack called, the one we're giving away for people?
This is the Mascot Wedding Winning Time fun pack.
Winning Time.
Yes.
And we always talk about how the show, the big hands on the W, right?
Yeah, that's when the show starts. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. And, but here's the thing. So Charlie Sheen has been in the news a lot recently because he's crazy. Mm-hmm. And he's like saying all these like crazy things. Mm. And it just makes him sound like a complete insane like scumbag.
Right.
But look at the stuff he's saying. That's exactly like how we talk on the show.
It is. He's just saying it louder and to more people.
Yeah. And we're like Tiger Blood, I'm a warlock. All I do is win. What? I said Tiger Blood the other day.
Yeah.
We had an entire show based about how my blood is tiger's blood.
I think our eighth show was titled All We Do Is Win.
Yeah.
And we've got that recorded on podcast. We can go to the courts with this one.
So here I am talking trash about this guy. But I don't know. Maybe he's right.
Yeah, let's talk sweet words to him.
I don't know.
Let's talk sweet words to this maniac.
I don't want to talk sweet words to the maniac.
Yeah.
He's clearly crazy as loon.
Hey, can you hear us out there? Can we get some more people on the phones? I see, what's his face, scrambling like mad.
Yeah, I believe it's Nick.
Is that Nick? That is Nick. Oh, I did not like that look. Sorry. But yeah, okay, if you're having a hard time getting through, just keep calling. Or
pledge online.
Yes, koop.org. Let's keep this going. I appreciate the support, but we're not done yet, all right? We've got a goal of $62,000 for the entire membership drive. Let's hit it.
You know who's answering the phones right now? Jamaican Gold himself, Art Baker.
Yeah, that's right. The king of co-op.
This guy usually doesn't touch a phone unless it's handed to him by a servant.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's top shelf.
Yeah, or it's got a carb in it.
But look, he's busting ass for co-op right now.
Right.
Least you could do is call him up and pledge.
Yeah.
Plus you can talk to him about reggae.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The reggae music.
472-5667 is the way you do it.
That is the way you do it.
Yeah.
So we were at, earlier today, we were at Staple. We were originally supposed to do a live remote from Staple, but we didn't realize that Staple ended at 6. Staple, by the way, I'm sorry if you don't know it, it's an I screwed up again.
Oh, you're like a Ronnie Cox now. It is an independent. My memory. It's an independent media expo. Basically, it's a small press comic convention locally, and a bunch of other cool stuff, a bunch of merchants, a bunch of booths and stuff set up. It's really great.
Yeah, a lot of like DIY like art prints and like dolls and, you know, like David said, like look, you know, small merchants selling some really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And David and I are there, and we got a table, and we're saying hi to people.
Yeah, doing a little meet and greet.
Yeah, and so we were there earlier today. Oh, we were originally supposed to do a live remote from it, but it like ends right when the show begins.
Right.
And so we're like, well, we don't want to do like a live show just talking over people that are leaving.
Yeah,
so.
And plus with the membership drive, like the logistics would have been awful. But we do want to thank the good folks at Staple for trying their very hardest to accommodate us. Thank you very much to Uncle Staple.
And also Tony.
That's right, yes. Wish we could have made it work. But we will see you later tonight at the co-op benefit.
Yeah, there's the co-op benefit at Club DeVille. It's a live art show, and David and I will be there getting drunk. But we were at Staple, and it's like a kind of, you know, it's an independent comic show.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get the stuff that you get at like Comic-Con.
Right.
You're not going to get like a cosplayers, like people dressed in costume. Oh, but there were.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yes, thank you.
There was three people dressed like the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of, so the Justice League. If I said three people dressed like the Justice League, who do you think they're going to dress as?
I'm going to go Superman, Batman, Flash.
Okay, Superman, yes. Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
And then Green Arrow.
Wow.
Where's your Batman guy?
Yeah.
I think that third guy was just really into archery.
I couldn't find a Batman costume. Shut up. Of course you can. They're everywhere.
But the Green Lantern guy, he was walking next to Superman. And Superman is talking to his Green Lantern friend. And he goes, hey, are you going to walk slow like a normal person so I can catch up? And then the guy dressed like Green Lantern goes like, I'm walking as fast as I can. Like he had this like real whiny voice.
A very Green Lantern voice.
It was really Green Lantern. And he had an earring too.
Oh, nice.
Plus his pants were really tight and I saw his stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was his ring of power.
No, he had that on his hand.
Oh. Oh. Oh yeah. My goodness.
Yes. In brightest day and darkest night.
I hated that.
I have to say his pants are tight. Look at that. A little bit of rhyming. Yep. Oh, slow clap. Speed up that clap.
All right. Yay.
Yay. You could have just let it go slow.
That's all right.
That was awesome. That made my day, Whiny Green Lantern.
But I missed it, so I have no day made yet.
And if you're listening to this show, Whiny Green Lantern, you need to call in and pledge, even though I just made fun of you. Speaking of people they're making fun of, the guy sitting right behind us, the table right behind us, he was supporting like Honk.
Yes.
That guy was like super nice super friendly.
Right.
He was like asking us about like all the kind of stuff we do and like the Mascot Wedding Show, and you know, he knew a lot about co-op and stuff. And but at the same time, Honk is a festival of community street bands.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I believe we've made arrangements to leave town that weekend.
Look, I hope that works out for them.
I wish them the best.
And this opinion does not reflect co-op.
No, not at all.
And seriously, best of luck to that festival.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But it sounds like the worst idea ever.
Yeah, I don't actively root for people to fail, but at the same time, please do not associate me with it. Please do not invite me. Please do not think I'm going to enjoy it.
It really took every ounce of sort of, because like I don't want to do that thing.
Right.
We've all had that where somebody comes up to you and be like, hey, you want to go see Corpse Bride later? Tim Burton's Corpse Bride? It's like claymation, man. You can't beat that. Well, let's say you hate claymation. Mm-hmm. You're like, ah, yeah, that.
Your parents were killed by claymation.
That sounds great. Yeah, I mean, like, you don't want to misrepresent yourself, but people obviously, when they say they like something, mm-hmm. they're kind of telling you a little bit about themselves.
Right.
And so you don't want to be like, I really don't like that. Like, I'm saying like a lot. Mm-hmm. If a show comes on and you go, oh, I love that show. And somebody goes, oh, you do? Because I hate it. Mm-hmm. It's like that you're not realizing that person's saying a little bit about themselves.
Right.
And that's
right.
That's just the way things are, folks.
Yeah.
And so at the same time, I don't want to be rude, but I don't want to be disingenuous.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I feel like being false, I don't gain anything, even if I'm just like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think you're doing a very good job right now. I mean, to be perfectly honest.
But seriously, Community Street Band, what day is that? Because I want to book a vacation. I want to be out of town on that thing. Not as bad as a street magic festival.
Should Home Depot make an extra order of buckets? Because they're going to need percussion.
I think there was a street performance video, mm-hmm. Festival.
Right.
And it really was like, oh man, finally the best of bucket playing.
Oh, so bucket playing.
Yeah, the Home Depot orange buckets. Homer on there.
Yeah, but street magicians, even worse.
Yeah, tons worse.
Here's can I tell you something though?
Please.
King of Bass, underrated.
What's King of Bass?
King of Bass is the guy on like 6th Street who just has that little like pig nose amp.
Oh.
And just plays the bass all day long.
The King of 6th Street, you mean?
Well, he started out as King of Bass. I knew him back when he was King of Bass. Now he's King of 6th Street.
He's in that documentary, The Last Days of the San Jose or something like
really?
That. Really? Yeah, because before the San Jose Hotel was like a ritzy upscale hotel where like Gwyneth Paltrow would stay when she comes to town.
Sure.
Yeah, and that was a lot of words I didn't get right.
As seen in Goop.
What?
That's her website.
Really?
Yeah, Goop. I'm not going to plug it. Figure it out. Figure out the suffix.
You already like... I don't think
goop 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 goop.
People will find it. They're not going to be like goop.biz. It's not that.
They're not going to find it through me. Goop.to, that Tonga website.
That's TK.
Is it? No. Yeah.
The country that's offering them for free. It's TK.
It used to be TO.
You're TO. I need time out, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't worth it at all.
Okay.
But yeah, her website is terrible.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, the Hotel San Jose, yes. Super nice hotel. It used to be like an S-bag motel.
Right.
And full of weird sort of like disenfranchised people. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool documentary. But the king is in it or whatever. He's like, well, got to go to work. And like puts on his giant novelty sunglasses. And is like,
yeah, listen to that bass go.
What are you? Screw you. That was a great bass.
No, I'm saying that seriously. I appreciate the fact that he's like, he's, you know, not literally singing for his supper. But he's doing something. Like as opposed to, well, let's say... a guy whose name rhymes with Schmesley, who's just shown his butt around. Is that the lesson we want to teach kids? No.
There's a lot of things we can complain about on the show. I feel like complaining about homeless people not working hard enough. Here's a better class of complaining for us. That being said,
maybe save it for a non-membership drive show.
That guy that rides around this town. Oh, this town, David. Sometimes. This Keep Austin Weird thing.
Yeah.
I think wasn't there some other radio station was like, no more crazy town.
Uh-huh, yeah. One day I'm going to vote with my feet and just go somewhere else. I'm out of here.
I'm all for keeping Austin weird.
Yeah.
But open letter to the guy that rides around downtown on the bike just wearing a G-string.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this guy?
Yes, I have.
Saw him the other day, and he had a little, you know, his G-string on. And of course the guy, very tan, very, very tan, leather skin.
Mm-hmm.
On this G-string, the pouch where it's holding his stuff, it's got like a little bell on it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm in my...
Because that's how you know it's chow time.
I'm in my car and like I look over to the right. Chow time. You're awful. You're a scumbag. I look over to the right and I see this guy and I go, ah, come on, guy. And then I go, ah, you had to put a bell on it? Come on. I don't even see that bell.
And as you're driving away, you just hear that like, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. It's like, nah, come on.
By the way, we got some people pledging, but I think the phone lines are currently open.
Man, there's some activity going on, but yes, try again.
Yeah, they're not doing anything out there. I think Charlie Martin's out there. He's watching watching Netflix Instant.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that The Interpreter?
I think it is. Oh, yeah. Is it that Nicole Kidman, Sean Penn movie? Yeah, it sure is The Interpreter.
He's just watching The Interpreter on Netflix Instant right
now. It's a forgettable movie. Don't waste your... Oh, fine. Okay. And then Art Baker's
trying to make Yoda out of Legos.
Yeah. That's not even the right set for it. God almighty.
It's looking pretty good, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But come on. We can do better than that. Yeah, call right now.
Yeah.
472-5667. 472-KOOP. I really want to read some more of these giant Ellie tweets.
Yeah, exactly.
This man is insane.
I feel like there's a little bit of a log jam right now, but let's keep it going. Again, all sustainer pledges will get put into a drawing. I'm going to do something really, I'm going to blow your mind with something.
Plus, we'll check the online pledges in a minute here. Yeah. So if you want to pledge online, if you don't feel like talking to a person, you can call up KOOP.org. Tell you what. I know you're probably not calling right now because you don't want to miss a minute of what we're saying. And I'll be honest with you. I understand completely. So why don't we take a break?
Let's take a break.
And play some music. You want to hand me over that sweet, sweet chord?
I do. I am. Here
so,
we go.
So this band, I can't say their name because it's Toilet Talk.
Oh, jeez.
It's that band Star Effer.
Okay. Oh, Star Friendster.
Not quite.
That verboten name.
Sure. yeah, and I thought they changed their name to Pyramid. And turns out I'm just insane. But they're having an album coming out, I think, next week? Wait, okay. March 8th? That's this week.
That's this coming week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's called Reptilians. And they're also going to be here for South by Southwest. And this song is called Born. And as soon as I find it, geez, come on.
Come on, technology.
You know what? This me finding a song could be brought to you by you if you pledge right now.
Oh,
if you
that's
pledge
right.
in a sustainer, it's like, I got to find a song on my... what was our example name?
John Ramistella.
That's an awful example name, by the way.
That's okay, never mind.
So John Ramazella, my John Ramazella iPod can be brought to you by that. is that on or
yeah,
ready to go?
Yeah, we're all set.
All right, well, in that case, more Mascot Wedding Show after this.
No time for that, Mac.
Oh, sorry.
This is the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake, special in studio guest from the lounge show, Mr. Jay Robillard.
Hi there.
Yes, and we're... Oh, my goodness. Hello, Madam Robillard. We're about to put you to work because we got a flurry of activity. We need to get to it right now.
Yeah. That's right. We got a lot of heroes of co-op who called in and pledged 472-5667, or they pledged online at koop.org. Speaking of, we got an online pledge I want to mention.
Yes.
Jay Kublio.
Thank you.
Friend of the show, Jacoblio.
Yes.
Called in. And for that, he's going to get an Eclecticos tweet. Do you mind putting me in Johnny Ellie mode?
Of course. Turning on the Johnny Ellie machine right now.
I'll read him too. I rarely get to see the morning sun, but today I did. Why? Because I went outside. Why? Because there was a fire alarm in our building. Another one. This is the slowest damn tango I've ever heard. There you go.
All right.
That's for you, Jay Kublio.
Thank you, Jay Kublio. Appreciate it.
And he came correct, and he's going to get the Mascot Wedding Show Winning Time Fun Pack, which includes a CD of comedy bits from the show and also an original take. And he's going to get the Mascot Wedding Show pennant and some extra stuff.
Yes. If I may interrupt you real quick, Mac.
I was done.
If you are interested in seeing this pennant, there is a picture of it on mascotwedding.com. I'm not kidding you. Mac showed this to me the other day. I started to get tears in my eyes. This thing has been years in the making, and it was beautiful.
A year.
It was, well, I mean, we just don't have a logo for this show. So this is the first time we've ever, yeah, no, I love it. I absolutely love it. And it could be yours for a pledge of $25.
It's adorable.
Yes, it really is.
So Jay, who else do we have to thank here?
Oh, we got a lot of people to thank, actually. All we right. thank Nathan so very much.
Nathan. Hey, all right.
Yeah, Nathan. And that guy's like the nicest caller ever.
Yes.
He loves Mascot Wedding.
I love you, Nathan. I love how you came correct, Nathan. Good job.
He also came correct. He says he loves the lounge show, too.
Oh, hey. You've got you. You've got
to. What a suck-up, Nathan.
And he loves Jamaican Gold. He loves John Erler, who's a host of the...
Elk Mating Ritual Show.
Thank you.
That's the Mount Crushmore of co-op right there. All those names that you listed.
Hey, and Magic ELJ to top it off.
Oh, there you go.
Cherry on top.
I guess we're going to have six heads.
He's like the gift shop.
Yeah. Soul vaccination.
Honestly, David, I was going to make your head the gift shop.
Fine. Exit through me.
And we also want to thank Rita.
Hey, I know her.
Rita.
Mm, yeah. She says, great job, y'all.
Thank you very much, Rita.
Thank you, Rita. You came correct.
Mm-hmm. And also Bronwyn.
Bronwyn.
That's my
big sis.
Hey,
family
all right.
coming in. Thank
and
you, Bronwyn.
Also want to thank Rom.
Rom.
All right.
The Space Knight.
And he loves both Jamaican Gold and Mascot Wedding.
Impossible.
And there is a...
I'm just joking, Rom. You're the man.
There is a challenge that is being thrown down to Scott or Steve.
Oh,
I love this.
And if Scott or Steve pledges any amount, Rom will add $10 to their pledge.
I love it. I love it. Good work, Rom.
Yeah.
Scott or Steve, if you don't call in, you are. How do you live?
Yeah, you're scum if you don't call in.
Rom just laid it down. Rom,
he's going to add to your pledge.
Yeah, come he just on. Dropped the punk card on you.
That's right.
Oh,
bring
man.
Him the thunder.
You got to call now, 472-5667.
Rom's aggressive. It's like a CD wall. It's full of nothing but like jock jams and arena rock.
A lot of Rollins band on that.
Oh, I bet.
The phones were going a little crazy there. So Matt came in and helped out, and he started taking a call from Sarah.
Sarah.
Yes. Yeah.
Friend of the show, champs.
Oh, man. We love it. And keep those calls coming. 472-5667.
By the way, Chance specifically requested that I name nothing on the show after her.
Aw.
She's like, I don't want to be a phone line. That was a, what is it, when you don't exactly quote people?
That was a paraphrase.
Paraphrase. Thank you. Jeez, what a dumbo I am. All right, that was a lot of people. That's a lot of Jen Ailey tweets, but we're going to pass this thing around.
Okay. Oh,
awesome. So who's the first one? Nathan? All right, Nathan, this is for you. Nope. Can you John Ailey me?
Yes. Turning on the John Ailey machine.
Okay, this one is weird because it says David.
Okay.
David. I think it was to the guy who does Texas Music Matters.
Okay.
That guy's awesome, by the way. He should never have left that financial show. Anyway. Although Kai Rizdahl is a beast. Anyway.
The machine is still on.
Sorry. David, Honeycrisps are the best apples in the world. Why? Well, for one, Red Delicious? Just forget it. Too sweet.
Now I feel like I have to respond to John Ailey.
I think it was David Brown. Right.
Well, still, jazz apples. That's where it's at. Go ahead.
Where does that phrase under the wire come from? It's probably from one of those Lobo dances where you have to bend over.
Lobo? Lobo dances.
Okay, so that was for Nathan. Yes. Now we need some for Rita. David, why don't you take it over?
I shall.
And I'll John Ailey you.
Okay, please. Thank you.
All right. Powering up the John Ailey machine now. Just ate some curds. Delicious curds.
Is that really on there? Is that just you?
No, okay. It's just me. I'm Ailey-ing up.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know how many people remember Midway between Belton and Temple. It was where they turned horses into glue.
That is from the...
Of course. Well, one more for Rita.
Okay, of course. Okay. I'm just going to go in order here then.
Okay.
Powering up the John Ailey machine.
Raspberries. You want a good garden? You're going to need a shovel. If you can buy the $5 shovel or the $10 shovel, do not hesitate to buy the $30 shovel.
Whoa. That's the kind of money they got at KUT? They buy $30
shovels? $30
shovels.
Man.
Co-op, we buy our shovels from our neighbors. Yeah,
to shovel those gold doubloons that they have. We don't do that here. We've got a fork and knife.
So, Jay, who's after Rita?
Bronwyn,
let me find some. You wanna take a shot at this, Jay?
No.
What?
No, I'm not.
No.
Really?
Well, Jay, you could talk to the microphone to start with. You're like
that was a no.
You got friends at KUT, Jay? Joy? Fine.
Joy Robillard? Anyway.
All right. Well, this one's for Bronwyn then.
Okay. Powering up.
We don't have that many. I'm going to switch just to reading one.
Okay.
But all the same. Okay, here we go. Earlier today, I said iPod. But I was corrected that it is an iPad. The iPod is the little thing, and the iPad is the big old thing.
Thank you very much.
Woo! One more for Brown. I guess this one's short.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the CD is called How to Be Clairvoyant. I can tell you all about that. Mm-hmm. All right, who's next?
Next on the list is Rom.
Rom, here you go, Rom. To some extent, we are aware that there will be a future. But I'm trying to get across the idea that we're living in an extraordinary time.
Right.
One more for Rom. We don't live in the future. We don't know anything about the future. The past is gone.
Ah, frightening.
Those are related, I think.
I think so.
All right. And then this is for...
The next one is for Sarah.
Chance. Here you go. Now they've got me worried about having a coronal mass injection, and I just don't know what to do. He's just starting to sound like Stefan. The hottest club is called Crush. It answers the question. All right.
All right. Are these phone lines dead? Am I seeing dead phone lines? All right, I gotta put another challenge up.
Hold on, challenge table. Yeah, are any of those sustainers, by the way? Because we have some Rocky music.
Yeah,
for
sustainers. We got some Rocky music.
Let's see. It's just no.
Ooh, I love it. Love that scatting, Jay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we have a Rom is a sustainer.
Yes.
Rom, then you get this, Rom. Oh, you feel it, Rom? Yeah. You hear that? Rom, if you're in your car right now, don't like try and think that you can jump something you can't jump just because that music is inspiring. Because I've made that mistake before. Mm-hmm. I had to take the Rocky soundtrack out of my car and throw it out of a window.
Oh, you got to.
Because I was trying to make too many sick jumps.
Yeah, exactly. They fired me from my bus driver job because those orphans were never the same.
Why were the orphans never the same?
Because they were too busy rocking out, feeling good about themselves, which orphans should never do.
Sorry, orphans.
We have another sustainer.
Hey! Yes.
This is your sister,
Brown. Oh, Brown.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Brown, yeah. You get a little taste of the rock music. Oh, Brown, you get the jazzy part. You get the jazzy part, babe. There you go. That's for you, Brown.
And Nelda. And oh, Albert. We already did Nelda and Albert. Okay.
Do we just get another call?
And we just got another call. And this just in, Steve
has
answered to the challenge.
Steve! Good work, Steve.
Become a new member. He became a new member.
Steve.
Yeah.
Bringing it. I like
Thank you,
Steve.
This is great.
That's really great.
This is, it just says here, this is the challenge call. So his pledge is going to be increased by $10.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Steve, for your generosity.
Yes, and Rom with the assist. Thank you so much, Rom, for all your help. That's how easy it is. 472-5667. 888-917-5667. If you've got friends who like the Mascot Wedding Show, call them out. It's a shout-out Saturday.
I got to say, so Rom threw down the gauntlet. Steve picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Scott?
We're still looking for Scott.
Where's Scott on this one?
You better be in an overturned car in a ditch, Scott.
Scott, Steve, Rom, I'm going to lay it out. If you guys are ever on a life raft and you're floating in the middle of the ocean and water everywhere, not a drop to drink, and you got to choose which one of your friends to kill, right now, default, it's Scott.
Yeah.
Feel free to eat Scott.
Flotsam? Nay. Scottsam. Dump him overboard.
Yep. Why dump him overboard? You want to get his nutrition.
What?
Yeah. You got to eat him.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I just took his wallet.
Hopefully his wallet's got some crackers. Do you keep crackers in your wallet still? Look at that still.
Still, thank you. Sending me up the river on that one.
Okay, and Steve is going to get some jelly. I'm running out of these things.
All right. Well, that's a good problem to have.
Okay.
All right, let's powering up.
Look at that glorious shooting star. When it might just be some spaceman waste products reentering the atmosphere, it still looks pretty. You just remember to watch out for your friends who might be werewolves. Especially if you're going on a date. Women can be werewolves, too.
Ah,
that man is something else.
Where's the J. Robillard Lounge Twitter?
Yeah.
Where's some leisurely tweeting?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, actually. So, something to consider.
Yeah.
Let's start it for you. At Stuff J. Robillard Lounges. That's what we'll call it. And it'll just be your musings. It'll be how to make martinis and whatnot. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a text right now saying Rita is a sustainer. Can you confirm or deny that? Did we already talk about that? I will hold patiently.
Do 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 punch out music.
Okay, well, I have it marked and then it was scratched, so I'll confirm it. But
okay, confirm it.
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll give her a little taste
that,
of Rocky.
That confirms it though, right there.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I mean, if we have got phone verification, then we get this.
You get a foot. Rita,
hold on. We'll save that part.
Oh my God, it's about to.
Oh, it was going to go over like over the top right there.
Well, here's where my challenge comes in.
Like Stallone and Over the Top.
Because I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Next sustainer pledge we get, I will match it in your honor. I will give a sustainer pledge of my own, $10 a month for 12 months, to this show in your name. Wait, next sustainer pledge we get.
You're going to pledge to your own show?
Yeah, that's right. I'm narcissistic that way.
Why don't you pledge to like another show?
I don't care about them.
Okay.
This is about me today.
I can't argue with that.
Yes, it is impenetrable.
This is about me today. I didn't like the look in your eyes just then. You know what the look in your eyes told me?
What's
if
that?
We were ever stuck in a lifeboat floating in the water, there isn't even a question. You are killing me.
Yeah, you're gone.
Oh, that
you're
I don't like
out of
that.
There.
We wouldn't even... Jay, if you and I were stuck in a lifeboat together, right?
Yeah.
If we, like, you know, we're on a cruise, we can go on a cruise, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just two guys on a cruise. It's cool.
I like a cruise.
Yeah. So we're on this cruise, and we fall off the boat. And we're in the lifeboat together, and we're, like, waiting to get rescued. You and we would just tough it out, right? You wouldn't, like, kill me, would you?
Heck no.
Thanks, Jay.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
You see that, David?
I'm looking forward to killing you dead.
I want you to be more. I'm going to start. You know what? Here's your goal for the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You should be more like Jay.
Yeah.
Your new name is going to be Javid.
You know what I'm going to do instead?
What?
I'm going to sell your car for a
life raft.
Oh,
my God. Don't.
We're going home in a life raft.
Why would you do that? You are scary.
Because I can't wait.
All right, folks. I see one phone line busy right now, but we got some more phone lines open.
Did we get new ones in? Did I just see him walk in?
We just got one that just walked in here. I didn't get a chance to preview it, so I wanted to make sure that
sure.
I could read this person's name on the air and all that stuff. And this is good for a tweet here. And we want to thank Mike for being so generous.
Mike!
He loves the mascot wedding.
Mike!
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Mike, we got a. Is he going to get the mascot wedding winning time fun pack?
I believe so.
For a pledge of $25 or more.
He is.
And that's going to get a mascot wedding show. Pin it. You get a CD with original material and comedy bits from the show and more. And best of all, here's my favorite thing about membership drive. Everyone has called in so far. We've got to say, hey, Mike, thank you.
Because
like that's the great thing about membership drive is that we get to, you know, you show your support, but make no mistake, we are beyond appreciative of everyone who calls in.
Yes.
And if you're listening right now and haven't called in, count them. Why don't you catch yourself among their number by calling 472-5667, toll free 1-888-917-5667, or pledge online, koop.org.
Yes. And if I may interrupt you before you do the Johnny Ailey tweet, just to add on to what you said.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a lot of fun here, and we have a lot of jokes, but we honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, really do appreciate every bit of support. We know we do this twice a year. We know it's a bit of an inconvenience, but you guys have always come through for us, and we really cannot say how much we appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right.
But if you're listening and you think someone else is going to come through in your place, get your brain right. Here we go. Fire up the Johnny Ailey machine.
Firing up.
But eventually one dies before the other or something. I figured this out quite a few years ago. There are worse things than being... I read that one already. Here's another one. Every toy you get tired of. That's pretty much what happens if you regard the other person as a toy. Something to play with. Someone told me their favorite workout music was Mozart's Clarinet Concerto. An incredibly beautiful piece, but I'm not going to play that.
Oh,
sassy. Hey, tell you what, let's play and take a musical break.
Okay.
We'll catch our breath. We'll come back here with more Mascot Wearing Show. 472-5667 is the number to call to pledge your support for community radio. Call up. Do the right thing. You got to do it right now because this is the last weekend. What are we going to hear, David?
We're going to go from the album Bad Lady Goes to Jail, John Wesley Coleman title track. More Mascot Wearing Show after this. All right, back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake, special and studio guest.
My name is Jay Robillard.
Hey, of the Lounge Show.
Yes.
It's your morning man becoming your afternoon guy.
Evening now.
Evening.
Yes. Good evening to you. I have a couple of people to thank here.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Are these people that called 472-5667 or pledged online at koop.org?
That would be the same people who did that.
Nice.
And we want to thank Laura Lynn for being so very kind and nice.
Laura Lynn, she plays for the Co-op Kilowatts. She's the best catcher in the league. She's a fire plug of the Co-op softball team. She came correct. Thank you, Laura Lynn.
Thanks, Laura Lynn.
Fire plug.
Yeah. And we also have another member of the Co-op Kilowatts softball team who called in and gave very generously to the radio station. We want to thank Long for being...
Long. Guy's a manager. Yeah. Plays his guts out on the field every game. Long, but he came correct. Did the right thing.
Is he still in left field?
I don't know. He's battling back from injury. I hope he's... we'll see what he does. Anything he does, he'll be good at. He's an awesome player.
We got some tweets in.
But he's got a... what was Long's request?
In addition, Long has the very exclusive number to the Mascot Wedding hotline.
Uh-huh.
And he sent me a text... that said, also mentioned that I see John Ailey at my gym and he wears sleeveless shirts.
Hey.
So good to know. Thank you very much, Long.
Speaking of John Ailey, we also want to thank you pledged online, Jason H.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Right, Jason.
Jason came correct. He's going to get the mascot wedding Winning Time Fun Pack, which you can get by calling 472-5667 or pledging online kop.org.
Yes.
We should mention before I get to these tweets that tonight there is a co-op benefit at Club DeVille in association with Staple. There's going to be some DJs playing. I know DJ Dig is one of them. And there's going to be a lot of artists doing live art there while the music is playing. And all the proceeds from that go to Co-op Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a Club DeVille tonight. David and I will be there for the entire night probably.
So. Yes.
Beautiful thing you're doing. Thank you.
It is one of the most fun nights that we have as far as co-op goes of the year. but I mean that in all seriousness. It's a blast. And you should definitely check it out. And it helps co-op.
Come watch us get real drunk. All right, so some John Haley tweets. Fire out the John Haley machine.
Oh, here we go. Fire out.
I was looking at all the stars last night, and some satellites passed by, and so I waved up at them.
Number two. Uh-huh. That was for Lauren. Here's for Long.
You know you've got two cameras in your head. Well, at least two. One on your right eye and one on your left eye. Your eyes are cameras.
Thank you so much.
That man is a treasure.
Oh, John Haley has carried us.
Austin treasure.
Yes. We're not done yet, folks. We're going all the way to the top of the hour. We're going to 7 o'clock. We're going to make way for Clear Spot, Hard Rock for your Saturday night.
By the way, if you did not pledge on this show, shame on you. However, if you pledge during the Clear Spot, I will forgive you.
Yes.
Excellent show.
My God. Top 30 shows on co-op. I would have to say, with a bullet.
Seriously. Linda, what do you got planned for today? What's that? Nothing? Oh, my gosh. Hmm. Oh, we're in trouble.
She literally just turned her pockets inside out like the Monopoly man.
She didn't do that. It's going to be a great show. Stay tuned for the Clear Spot coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
But we got someone else on the line right now. But it looks like another phone line is open. One of our phone answers is just sitting there. I think he's now watching the first season of Dexter.
Yeah.
It looks like a Netflix instant. Who's the ice truck killer? I don't know.
Yeah, power through. It gets better.
Yeah. What? I like the first season. I like the better than season two.
All right.
Season two, though, was tense.
Yeah. But folks, yeah, we set a goal for $500. We are close to reaching that. Let's keep this going. 472-5667. Also, I mentioned sustainer pledges will get put into a drawing. I will do something very special for you. I will announce the winner next week because I would have to gather all that information and do the drawing. But it should be fun. Let's keep this fun going. All right. Let's help out co-op.
472-5667.
Yes, thank you very much. We're waiting on this final call to thank.
Yeah. Nationwide, 888-917-5667.
Worldwide.
Oh. Yes. Are several world. Have we ever gotten anything from someone?
Not. The farthest we've gotten was California.
That is pretty far.
That is.
That's a good ways away.
Two time zones.
We also had a North Carolina. We had someone from.
North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki, also from New York.
That's really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, look it up. Check your records, jerk.
I'll check the Mascot Wedding Omnibus.
Yes, which is available.
That's right. Penguin picked it up.
Yeah, Penguin. Actually, it was that Filipino publisher.
Yeah?
Penguin.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds stupid coming out of your mouth.
That's your own joke.
But when I did that to the premiere of Batman Begins, it was the greatest joke ever.
Now you've just described something.
That is a deep cut.
So out of context. No one could possibly know what that means. Hey, tell you what, I think we're going to get out of here.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever's calling in right now, we will thank you on air next week.
Yes.
And if you pledge in the next 3 minutes or so, we'll get out here next week. Lindo, I know I said we're going to do a thing, but we'll just go.
We'll go ahead and do it.
Thank you. Enough. Tell you what, whoever called in.
I'll go check to see if that's a sustainer over there so we can play some more Rocky.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fine.
That would work.
In the meantime, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Look us up. It's Mascot Wedding.
That's right.
It is. Oh,
so we should actually get a show total before we get in. Hey, sustainer.
Oh, wait. This is the best part. What?
Yes.
Woo! We did it. Actually, I'm going to keep this down because I have a feeling there's some good news a-coming. Jay, do you have a total for us?
Let's get the show total.
Oh, yes. I certainly do. It is $765.
We did it, everybody.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome. And I've lost count on how many pledges that is because we've gotten a lot of some nice $25 pledges and we got a lot of nice sustainer pledges and a bunch in between there. So congratulations, guys. This is great.
Well, let's read this.
Yeah, is that that one?
Read this person's name on the air and then we can get out of here.
Yes.
But seriously, everyone who called in and pledged, thanks so much. Sincerely, from the bottom of our heart, we couldn't appreciate it more.
Well, we might as well just let Linda go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But let's thank this person.
Oh, right. We want to thank Patty Lou.
Patty Lou.
And she says that. What does she say? Entertained by Co-op for years. Thank you very much. And she's a renewing member. Thank you very much, Patty.
Well, Patty, because of your donation, Co-op's been on for years, and I really appreciate that. And you get the final Johnny Lee tweet, Patty.
It's a picture of a raccoon carrying a little cat inside the door. I don't know how the picture got taken, but it sure is cute.
There it is!
Closing it out!
All right,
stay tuned for the clear spot coming up next. Yeah. Thank you, Jay, for coming on the show. And you want to Rocky it out while we transition?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
All right, close it up, but let's talk some more.
Keep those phones ringing, y'all. 472-5667. And worldwide, the phone number is 1-888-917-KOOP. We want to hear from you.
I hope you guys that get the Mascot Wedding Winning Time Fun Pack enjoy these pennants. I'm going to make sure they're made from the finest white felt. No cheap Chinese white felt.
Stay tuned for Clear Spot coming up next here on
Co-op Radio. Let's play out some victory music.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks.